Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
National popular vote, so I know she's been working on that. So, yeah, we can ask her about that too. But, you know, hey, you got to register to vote here, people, if you haven't.
Right, and the voter registration deadline is Tuesday. And now we welcome in front of the show and Secretary of the State, Denise Merrill. Madam Secretary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, all considered.
What?
Oh, you know, one thing after another.
Well, all right.
Yeah, we hear you. So voter registration is on Tuesday. From what you've been able to ascertain, have we been seeing more people register to vote this year?
Yes, more than ever before. Our voter list is up around 2.2 million, which is another 100,000 over what it's ever been. People are registering in droves.
Denise, are you responsible as Secretary of the State? You know, because you and I have talked about this before, so has Joe. And the whole idea that, you know, sometimes turnout is just not very good, but as it is a hotly contested presidential race, but even some of the local tickets, I mean, it seems to me that it's you know, a lot of people just don't care. What's your feeling there?
I think we're going to have a high turnout on this one because, as you say, it's a hot race. Everyone wants to be involved all of a sudden. What I'm seeing is a lot of younger people are registering. We have a record number of 18 to 24-year-olds registering to vote, and I think they're going to come out. So that's encouraging, actually. Most of the time I'm bemoaning the fact that no one's voting, there's apathy. So I think this is an improvement, actually.
How easy is it for people to register to vote? I think there's this misconception that it's a drawn out process, but what exactly does the process entail?
Oh, it's very simple. If you have a Connecticut driver's license, it takes you about a minute. You go online on our website, myvote.ct.gov, and you go into the online system. It is registered. You have to put in your driver's license number and proper identification. It then goes to the local registrar. It is not deemed accepted until that local registrar accepts it, but that's instant. It goes over the internet, and then they send you a postcard, and you're done. But, you know, it's very simple. Most of our registrations were coming in through the DMV because now the DMV clerk will ask you if you want to register to vote. And that has prompted a lot of people to update their record, which might be as important as registering to vote because a lot of people just forget. If they move, you know, they forget to change their registration. Now our lists are much better than they used to be because of that. And, of course, you can still go in person and register at the town hall, but most people, about 70% now, are coming in online.
Are we still doing mobile registrations?
I think there might be some groups doing that with the old-fashioned, you know, the voter registration cards. I haven't heard a lot about that anymore, probably because it is so easy to do online.
True.
And by the way, you know, they can take little iPads around or whatever and have people and just say, oh, would you like to register to vote? And if they have a Connecticut driver's license, they can register right on somebody else's iPad.
Bingo.
Denise, do you see in the bigger cities more registration this time around? Have you been able to see any numbers on that?
I don't really know for sure. Everybody's been so focused on the whole absentee ballot situation that I haven't heard a lot of talk about more registrations, particularly in the cities. But overall, it's substantially up, I'm assuming, in the cities as well.
If I go to My Vote, can I check and make sure that I'm registered?
Absolutely, and I recommend everybody do that, just in case. You know, I've had a few people say, hey, I've been on the rolls for 24 years, and somehow I didn't get an absentee ballot application because, you know, we mailed them to everybody.
Right.
And sometimes it's clerical error, you know, and you just don't know why sometimes these things happen. It makes people very suspicious. But all you have to do is just re-register. But you go to myvote.ct.gov/lookup. You can look up your name, your address. And by the way, if you are filing an absentee ballot, you can see when it's been received. That's a new function we have. And yeah, and before in the primary, thousands of people were calling the clerk's office and saying, did you get my ballot? Did you get my ballot? Which is not helpful, honestly.
Well, and but, I did that. Yeah, I did that yesterday. I checked and my ballot was received. So, I mean, that's a great feature
you
to have.
Online?
But well, I went I Googled the voter registrar in Bloomfield, and then you just put your information in, and you can do it that way as well in your town.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know the towns were doing that. That's great. Yeah.
We're talking with Secretary of State Denise Merrill. As far as the actual brick and mortar on Election Day for people who want to go and cast their vote in person, and I think there's a lot. I know Ray's one of those who wants to go do that. How are things proceeding in that regard as far as machines, workers, that type of thing?
We are fully staffed, I believe, because we had an amazing success with our volunteer website. We put together a website with the governor's office and some colleges and universities and so forth to get people to volunteer to work the polls on election days. Now, that still has to be done through the local registrars, but we had over 10,000 people sign up. It was amazing.
Wow.
And that's just great because, you know, we kind of need a new generation of poll workers, and I'm hoping a lot of young people that the registrars will call them and use them. It's a great way to learn about how elections work and, you know, really on-the-ground learning.
And I suppose let's just go over this because back to kind of where Joe is, you know, nuts and bolts, brick and mortar, whatever. I mean, basically they'll be distancing. They'll be what's all the precautions about? Well, you know.
Yes. And by the way, I'm going in person because I like to go in person. we're doing all the CDC guidelines. People will be standing 6 feet apart if there is a line. There will only be a few people allowed in at a time. There will be plastic shields. There will be PPE for all poll workers. Everyone will be asked to wear a mask. And there will be one-time pens. We've tried to think of everything. Even the stickers probably won't be handed to you. You know, the I voted stickers.
Yeah.
They'll probably be on a table and you can take one.
By
the way, they are new this year. We have some very exciting stickers that are commemorative of the 100th anniversary of the women's right to vote. So that's kind of fun.
That's important. That's very important.
We
had a story in the news. Aaron had a story in the news this morning concerning voter fraud. There's talk that China's already getting involved. How concerned are you with that in our state?
Oh, you're talking about the FBI story.
I think what
I'm concerned about is that people believe what they hear. And this is really not a real hack. Nothing happened as far as we know. It's more a campaign of disinformation, and we've been seeing it for months, and it's going to continue. So people just have to realize nobody has compromised your data. They're using apparently what they announced last night, and we were in contact with them all through these months. We've known about this for a while. Apparently, this was the whole fake emails about the Proud Boys yesterday.
Yes.
It was all over the news. They used databases of voters to get that out there. And, of course, these are readily available databases. I think we've talked about this on the air. You might remember there was kind of a flap a couple of years ago when people realized that the voter file is publicly available data, your name and your address. That's what we use to mail you these applications and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't hack into anything. At least there's no evidence of that, and certainly not in Connecticut. But people should be very careful about what they read and be thoughtful when they, you know, I think the campaign is really trying to discourage people from voting. And that's, just don't believe it.
So it's not necessarily they prefer one candidate over another. They just assume you not show up.
That's right. Yeah, they're just trying to sow discord and distrust. They want people not to trust their elections.
Okay.
And that's terrible. I mean, that's a real blow to American democracy if it works.
All right. Madam Secretary, as always, we thank you for your time. Stay safe, and I'm sure we will talk, if not directly before the election, then maybe after it. But thank you very much.
You're awake.
All right. Thank you, guys.
See you.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.